I said. No, no peeking. I'm changing. I don't care if you're my boyfriend. You're not allowed to see me naked. But I think you will like my Halloween costume when you finally see it. Okay, you can open them now. What do you think? I'm a demon girl. You like? Yeah? Oh, goody. Wow, I guess you really like it. Your jaw's practically on the floor. Yep, that's right. I'm, I don't know, like a demon chick. Eyeliner, black wig, black lipstick. Not bad, right? The outfit is just my old Catholic school uniform with some modifications. I dyed the skirt black and hemmed it so it's a little more of a mini skirt. Huh? Okay, fine. Now it's a mini skirt. And the shirt is a little small, so I undid a few buttons on the top. Then I finished the whole thing off with some shiny, chunky heels and fishnet stockings. Yeah, they go all the way up. Well, not all the way up. Bare thigh highs. That was the only kind I could find. I know, I would never normally dress like this. My parents would kill me, but it's Halloween, right? What good is Halloween if you don't use it as an excuse to be someone else? Even if this year someone else is a slutty little demon girl from hell. But don't get any ideas, mister. It's a costume, and I'm still your girlfriend. I'm still the same sweet Jules I've always been. My look may have changed for Halloween, but my rules haven't. No sex before marriage. Aw, I love you too. You're the best boyfriend ever. Oh, I almost forgot. I have two other accessories for the costume too. Check these out. Aren't they wild? I got both of them from that weird pawn shop over on Annabelle Street. The necklace is my favorite. I asked Jamie. She said it's called a choker. She wears one for her weird older boyfriend. But anyway, I just like it because the pendant on it, see? It's an upside-down star. The owner said it was called a pentagram. When I told him I was looking for devil stuff, he brought me out this book. I initially got it because the cover matches the choker pendant, but inside there's all these cool demonic verses and spells and junk. I'm gonna carry it around at the party and put spells on people all night. Doesn't that sound like fun? Oh, I don't know what the book is. It just had some big complicated name. Something. I don't know. Who cares? Bottom line, it looks sick. Oh, what are you so worried about? I have to use the choker and the book. They make the whole costume. Otherwise, I'm just a slutty goth. Not a slutty demon. Here, put the choker on me. I'll show you there is nothing to worry about. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Now, watch. I'll read a magic spell from my demon tome. Here's one. Ready? Oh, great dark lord Satan in hell. Bestow upon me the gift of your dark magic, your black pleasure, your mystical, unrelenting rapture so that I, a helpless mortal woman, may host your servant. Come to me, O Dark One. Come to me, an unworthy, helpless child of Earth, and make me a vessel for your bidding. Command me, O Lord, and I shall obey. If you let your evil flow through me, I will be yours. Command me, O Lord, and I shall obey. I shall obey. I shall obey. I shall obey. What? What? No. No, I'm fine. Just let me keep reading, okay? I shall obey the man who bestows upon me your holy talisman, Lord. When I wear your collar, I will be chained to the man who thine placed it around my neck. I invite you, Lord, to possess me full of your most loyal succubus servant to pleasure my master here on earth and pleasure you in turn. Oh, fuck. No. It's fine. Shut up. Just let me finish. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with your servant. Fill me with your darkness. Fill me with the sex of my master so that I may worship you. I worship you. I worship you. I'm yours. I'm yours. I'm your servant. I will fuck obey.
Delicious.
Oh, this body is so much prettier than the last mortal whore I possessed. I can really do some damage with this thing. Oh! Hello. You must be Jules' little boyfriend. Tell me, love, are you my master? Were you the one to affix this collar and talisman around her neck? Well, aren't you lucky? It could have easily been someone else. But now, this body belongs to you, Master. She belongs to you. I belong to you. What do I mean? Oh, you're a real red-blooded young man. I think you can figure it out. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Lilith, succubus servant of the Dark Lord. Never mind where she is. She's alive. Oh, she's inside this body, even though I'm in control. Watching through these eyes, feeling what I feel, but unable to make her own body move. When we're done, I'll let you decide if she should come back or not.
That's right.
It'll be completely up to you, but first, we have to play my game. When we're done, you can just say the words and Jules comes back, just like she was when she left. You enjoyed seeing raw pleasure course through your beloved girlfriend's body, didn't you? I can tell. That's good, because, you see, darling, when you put that collar on her and she read from that book, I became your slave, soul, and body. Little Miss Pris doesn't exactly light a fire in the bedroom, does she? She won't even let you see her naked. Well, that's a pity, but it's also a perfect way to illuminate your situation. Go on. Try it out. Command me, master. Tell me what you want. Yes, master. I will obey you by getting naked at once. Would you like me to leave these slutty fishnets on for you, master? And the shiny shoots? As you wish. Well, what do you think? Is your prude Catholic girlfriend's tight, fuckable body all you hoped it would be? Do the curves of her tits and ass match your fantasies? Does her tight, virgin cunt look as utterly tempting as you assumed? I'm glad to hear it, master. Now, tell me, love, what have you always dreamed of doing to your precious little jewels? Share with me your most impure thoughts, the most outrageous, despicable things you've dreamed in your darkest moments, the things you imagine doing to her when she rebuffs your advances yet again. You know the rules. No sex before marriage. Pathetic. It's a terrible rule. Satan himself swears that the big man upstairs doesn't even give a shit about that one. What a waste. Oh, you won't tell me because you know she can still hear you. Oh, so sweet. It's no matter. I can see into your heart, darling. I can feel your desire. I know you've dreamt of holding her head down to the bed while her cute, round ass sticks up in the air while you drill your fat cock into her slit over and over and over again. You've dreamed of her begging for more after you fucked her face. Dreamt of slapping her across the face and her saying, "Thank you, Daddy," in return. You even jerked your delicious cock while imagining yourself conquering all three of her holes while a crowd of your friends watch and take videos on their phones. You just don't want to fuck her, do you, master? You want to ruin her. You want to completely change the way people think about her. You want people to whisper behind her back when she walks down the street, "There goes that Jules girl. She used to be so sweet. What happened? Now she's a three-hole slut who's on her knees night after night, begging for the cum of strangers to coat her sweet little face." Don't be embarrassed, Master. This is the kind of stuff us succubi find flattering. I would be honored to be your three-hole slut. I will do anything you say. Yep, anything. In fact, the Dark Lord Satan himself has prohibited me from using the word no when in sexual congress with my master. So, I leave it to you, love. Command me, and I'll obey. She'll feel everything from inside as if she was doing it herself, but she'll be powerless to resist. Worship your cock. No, that won't do. You must address her by her proper title. I won't make her suck your dick until you say, "Get on your knees, you fucking bitch. Worship my cock like a little whore." That's better. Yes, Master. Oh, how I love mortal cock. Oh, there is nothing like it. Master, your cock is just perfect in my mouth. I live to suck your dick, Master. Your dick is my reason for living. Order me to choke on it. Yeah, that's right. Yes, Daddy. Lord, grab me by the head and push me down on it. Yes. Oh my, your dick is so heavenly, and I hate using that word. Oh, let's get a little nastier, shall we? You're only scratching the surface of what I'll do for you, you know? Yeah? You want me to slap my face with your cock? Like this? Oh, you like that? You like to make your pretty girlfriend all messy? She hates being messy, but she can't do a fucking thing about that. Isn't that just so fucked up? Mm.
to shove my tongue up your ass now. Trust me, you'll like it. Think about it. Is there anything dirtier than to force a sweet little Catholic girl to do to you? Huh? Oh, right. You have to command me. Say it just like this. Eat my ass, you little slut. Yes, master. I'm gonna play with my clit while I do. Ugh, shit, your cock just got so big. You like it when I tongue your ass like a nasty little pig? Call me a nasty little bitch. Oh, fuck. That just made me pussy twitch. Oh, I love it when you say filthy things to me. Oh, I love it when you call me dirty names. I love doing nasty things for you. Fuck yeah, that was fun. Oh, but you messed up this little slut's makeup. Oh well. I guess anyone who sees your girlfriend today will know that you're a fucking stud who owns her and honors her by raping whichever hole you like. Whichever holes would you like to rape next, Daddy? Her pussy? Yes! Yes, yes. Let me just lie on my back. Spread my legs in the air and rub this clit so it gets nice and wet for you. Shit, Daddy. Your girlfriend's virgin cunt is getting so wet for you. It'll feel so good when you fuck it as hard as you want. Hell yeah. You like watching me pump my fingers in and out for you, Master? Oh, shit. I live for pleasure. It's my purpose. Oh, don't I look so fuckable in these trashy tights? You'd never guess this body's a virgin now, would you? After the things I just did. The things that she just did. How lucky are you that you get to feel a virgin's cunt gripping your cock while you fuck the heart and soul of a demonic hell slut sent from Satan himself. Seems like a win-win to me. Well, what are you waiting for? Spoil your perfect little brute of a girlfriend. Fuck her with all that pent-up rage and anger dwelling inside of you. All the times that she said no, channel that into your cock. Do it. Do it. Do it. Fuck this virgin's pussy until it's a whore's pussy. Now. Now. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Oh, that's it, darling. Fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. It feels so good to get fucked. Oh, and you fucked me so good, Master. Oh, you own this pussy and you fuck it so good. Fuck. I'm your slave, Daddy. I will never submit to another without permission. I won't even wear clothes without your permission. Shit. Oh, God, this is so, so fucking good. It is so thick and this tight little pussy thing. Oh, my God. I am such a whore. Slap me in the face and call me a whore. Like, oh my God, fuck, fuck, I am such a fucking slut, fuck, I am such a fucking slut, oh, I wish there was another female here to sit on my face and drown my screams out. I moan right into her warm, wet cunt while I lap and lick her beautiful sex, and you fuck me with all of your might, but keep fucking master, don't stop for anything, even if your girlfriend's father walked right in here and saw you defiling his precious daughter, I'd make sure to scream at the top of her lungs and say, oh, yes, master, don't stop fucking me, I'm such a slave, slut bitch for that big fat dick up my gun. Master, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. I love it, I love it. Fuck. God. God damn it, my. Oh, it feels too good. Oh, does it feel good for you too, baby? Does it feel good to drive that dick into her tight, wet little slit over and over and over again? Oh, it feels so good for me, baby. Her body is going to come. I'm going to come. We're both going to come right now. Just feel this as a demon spirit and your sweet little virgin girlfriend come on your dick at the same time. Fuck, I'm a slut. Your girlfriend is a slut. Fuck. Oh, I love you, fucking God. Hail, Satan. Oh, I needed that. I needed that so much. Are you ready to come, Master? Good. Allow me to stand over you while you pump that cock until it shoots white hot cum all over her pretty face and tits. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, that looks so good. You gonna come, Master? You want it? I'll tell you a secret. She wants it too. What's that, Jules? Oh, good question. I'll ask him. She wants to know which version of her you like better. When she was a whiny little prude, or do you like her now as an enthusiastic slave who loves getting treated like a deprived, cock-addicted fuck doll? Why is she asking? I think it's because she is pissed as hell at you, darling. She just saw how you treated her body. Don't stop jerking that cock. She saw what you were really like. What you really think of her. Admit it. You'd take a demon slut any day, wouldn't you? What? What do you mean, you're not sure? I mean, isn't that something? Okay, I have an idea. I'll make you a deal.
No,
don't stop jerking. I'm going to return her consciousness to the forefront. She won't be able to do anything, but she'll sit here on her knees and talk to you. That is, if she is able to cast aside her ridiculous religious inhibitions and properly dirty talk you to climax, like you know I can, then I'll allow her to keep her body and you'll never see me again. Deal? Okay. Here she comes.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, I'm back. Oh baby, I was so scared. I know what I have to do, but I don't know if I can do it. You have to come. If you come, I'll be saved.
What do you mean you can't? Okay.
I'm sorry. I know what you like now, so I can give it a try. Please, Master. Please come for me. I'm trying. Please, Daddy. I need you to come. I won't be able to live without it, and I will die without your come. I'm playing with my little cunt, and it feels so good. I don't know why I've been so sexually switched off for so long. Oh god. I fucking felt all those things that you did to me, and they felt so good. If you can orgasm for me now, if you can coat my face and lips and tits with your beautiful sticky cum, I'll do whatever you want. I can't go back inside that horrible place. You have to save me, Daddy. Save me and I'll be your slut forever. 24/7. Anywhere. Anytime. You want me to take it in the ass? I'll do that for you. You'll tell me to strip and take your cock in my ass in the middle of the fucking grocery store and I'll do it. I'll be you just as good as her. If that's what I have to do, I'll do it. I don't care what it is, I'll do it. I just need your cum. Please, baby. Please, Daddy, please, Master. I'm your slut. I'm your fucking slut, and I don't care who knows anymore. I know what it's like, and I know what I'm supposed to be. I'm a slut, and I love your fucking cock. Daddy, come for me. I'm your slut, and I love to get fucked. Shit, come for... Yes. You did it, oh baby. Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I can't believe that worked. I said, oh baby, I love you so much. I have to call you Daddy from now on. I'm sorry, baby, but no. I hate to break it to you, but I only said all that stuff to save my soul from eternal imprisonment. So... yeah, sorry, but That was all just talk. I'm not gonna... Wait! Why is the necklace glowing? Wait, no, no, wait, what's happening?
Well, that was a fun experiment, but I think we can agree that Jules violated the rules, yeah? Great. I think it's best for everybody. Take a good look, Master. This is your real girlfriend now.
Me?
Lila the Pal. Jules is just a costume. Now, I believe she said something about getting her ass fucked in the middle of a grocery store. Do you want to try, or shall I?